Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away once more, it is my pleasure to introduce the four interesting and diverse personalities who this week are once more playing Just a Minute. Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo, Paul Merton and Clement Freud, will you please welcome all four of them? Once more, we have an enthusiastic audience here. So it's a great pleasure once more to be back in Llandudno. And once more, I'm going to ask our four players of the game if they will speak on the subject that I will give them. And they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And we'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the subject is stocking. Can you tell us something about stocking in this game, starting now?
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked upon as something shocking, but now anything goes. Now, that's the first and only reference
Paul
I can
Merton
think
has
of.
Challenged very rapidly, Paul.
It's a deviation from the lyric. Now, heaven knows.
That is the correct lyric, Paul,
yes.
But he didn't establish that he was actually quoting from the lyric. He just...
So just by sheer chance, he said the same words.
That's right, yes. He decided to paraphrase the song, and I accept that as an incorrect challenge. You gain a point for that, of course.
Oh, exactly.
And you have 50 seconds to continue on stocking, starting now.
Mrs. Thatcher, as she then was, once used to hoard food when she thought there was going to be a crisis, and she recommended this to the nation. Of course, she called it stocking.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
She called it her stocking.
She did.
Maybe he said her stocking, did he? That's how I misheard.
No, he didn't. So you get a point for that, and you take over the subject. There are 37 seconds left. Stocking starting now.
There was a time when a lot of people used to actually put their money into a stocking because they thought it was the safest place to keep it. They didn't really trust banks or didn't have accounts on those particular premises, and they used to bung the stockings up the chimney. Now, that always seemed to me to be rather curious because any self-respecting burglar would know that anyone who had a stocking full of loot would be putting it up this thing above the fire.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of up.
Yes, you were putting too much up, Ben said. I thought for a moment you were talking about Ken Dodd, actually, but the...
Why would he want to shove Ken Dodd up a chimney?
Anyway. 17 seconds for stocking, Paul, starting now.
Every Christmas, I would wake up eager to see on that particular morning what Santa had left for me in the stocking at the end of the bed. One...
Oh. Clement, you got in with a challenge.
Good evening.
Good evening. If that's your challenge,
hesitation.
It's incorrect. Hesitation, of course. 7 seconds for you, Clement, on stocking, starting now.
It's something you do on shelves in supermarkets if you wear an apron and are employed by the people.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle is blown gains an extra point, and it was on that occasion Clement Freud, so he is in the lead at the end of that round. And Clement, it is your turn to begin. Roast duck. Will you tell us something about that delicacy in this game, starting now?
It's a very odd thing that people of my sort of age think that roast duck, because it was a post-war delicacy, is now totally inedible. The sad thing is that after 1945, the only celebratory food that was given in restaurants and hotels was roast duck, and it used to be served with sour cherries or peaches or other totally unrelated and badly fitting foods in order that it should be... What should we say?
Right, Paul. 31 seconds for you to tell us something about roast duck, starting now.
The way I like to roast a duck is bung it in the oven for 4 hours and then take it out on when it's been on maximum regulo 8. And it's very crisp at that point. It's wonderful. It's like eating old rubber, and I love it. In fact, when I get a bit of a sort of sprain in my shoe... A sprain in my shoe? No, I don't mean a sprain in my shoe at all.
Repetition of a sprain.
A sprain in my shoe, yes. You see. Should have drawn attention to it. Should have kept going like Derek.
I think somebody would have noticed if I hadn't drawn attention.
Clement, you have the subject back. 16 seconds. Roast duck starting now.
A duck is a very badly designed animal, also a bugger to pluck. Incredibly difficult to...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
I don't think you can say words like that on this show.
Are you using Cockney rhyming slang now? It certainly sounds like it.
Yeah. So what is your challenge, Jerry?
Deviation, butting a duck out there.
And this was a post-war delicacy, was it?
Mr. Chairman, on a point of order.
Yes.
However you describe the plucking business, you can't actually pluck a roast duck at all. Because it's already been plucked.
You're a bit late with your challenge.
Well, all these other people were waffling on. And,
Derek, I think that was deviation, so...
Explain that.
Well, I don't wish to go into the detail. It is far too embarrassing. And so, Derek, I give you the benefit of the doubt and 9 seconds on roast duck starting now.
I think roast duck is marginally more edible than cold turkey and much more pleasant when one thinks about it. I like it particularly with kumquats. There's sweet little orange...
So, Derek Nimmo is now 1 point ahead of Clement Freud in the lead, and then comes Peter Jones and Paul Merton, equal in third place. Peter, your turn to begin, and the subject is Who I Would Like to Be. And you have 60 seconds in which to tell us something about that, starting now.
I think I'd like to be the Prince of Wales, because he's so incredibly gifted. He's able to play the cello and make a speech in French and ride a horse. He can pilot an airplane. I know he has a number of difficult relatives, but Derek, who doesn't?
Derek challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was a hesitation. I'm not surprising if you wish to gain any more honours.
I don't. Given up long ago.
Derek Nimmo, you have the subject. You have 45 seconds, and you can tell us now something about who I would like to be starting now.
I would like to be Sir Clement Freud, this distinguished former politician, knight bachelor, married to the most wonderful wife, Jill, and, of course, father to the divine Emma.
Clement Freud challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, yes. I would have let him go on. He was saying such nice things about you.
Why would I hesitate?
Clement, it was a hesitation, so you have 34 seconds for you to tell us something about who I would like to be starting now.
I'd actually rather like to be Derek Nimmo, who's enormously grand, rich, has chauffeurs and butlers and flats and houses. Derek Nimmo has just bought a chateau.
Paul Merton has challenged.
Repetition of Derek Nimmo.
Paul, would you tell us something about who I would like to be? And there are 23 seconds starting now.
I would like to be a roast duck in post-war Britain, because it sounds like we had a right old time indeed. Not only could you look forward to being basted in the oven, but there was the pre-buggery beforehand, which was just been such fun and enjoyment as you realised that this was indeed to be your fate
Clement
in
Clement Freud life. Has challenged you.
I think it's established that it's deviation.
I think we're giving ourselves incredible problems about our future in radio here, because...
I think it's a new quiz show in this.
Yes, I think so. How far can you go?
Whose duck is it anyway? Lined duck. You could have contestants lined up behind the screen and have to pick a duck to go out with. Duck of the century. Dixon of Duck Green.
Clement Freud had said that it was what he was trying to do to the duck, which was out. And
sounds like a perfect evening, a bit of sex and a meal afterwards.
So have you got any more titles before we carry on, Paul?
Oh, there's a few more, but I think we'll leave it there.
Right, yes. Clement, I disagree with the challenge, so Paul... So Paul continues with 9 seconds on who I would like to be starting now.
I would like to be Max Sennett, that Hollywood pioneer of silent comedy who worked in America...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
He couldn't be. He'd never stopped talking long enough.
The fact that Paul's a great verbaliser and has a great gift with words got nothing to do with the fact that he'd like to have been a great pioneer of comedy. And Paul is, in many ways, a great pioneer of comedy.
I think I've broken through the duck barrier anyway.
And you have another point as well, and 3 seconds to go on who I would like to be, starting now.
There was a number of comedians who worked...
Clement Freud challenged.
Deviation. There were a number of comedians.
Oh, I think that's pedantic. And the audience, you agree, don't you? Yes. You could have had him for a repetition of comedian, but unfortunately you didn't. There's half a second for you, Paul, having got another point, starting now.
Charlie.
Well, Paul Merton got a lot of points in that round, but he's still only in third place. Peter Jones is a little behind him, but one ahead is Clement Freud, and one ahead of him, Derek Nimmer, who's in the lead. And, Paul, it's your turn to begin. We're going to hear from you again. Now, guess what the next subject is? Who I would hate to be. There are 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
I would hate to be a roast duck, because nothing puts my back out there. I mean, I couldn't put up with it at all. I would hate to be walking through the fields and the forest and suddenly here comes a hunter shooting at me and end up on somebody's plate later that night. Oh, that wouldn't be any good to me at all. I'd be much happier being somebody like, I don't know, Abraham Lincoln.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
He said someone like,
He
Abraham
did indeed.
Lincoln.
He that's yes. Hesitation. Peter, another point to you and 42 seconds for you to tell us something about who I would hate to be, starting now.
Well, I'd hate to be...
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Sorry, he always starts with well, but he hasn't started yet. It's a reflex action.
He always starts with well, but as long as he doesn't repeat well when he starts again, it's all right. So, yes. Peter, you have another point for an incorrect challenge. 41 seconds. Who I would hate to be, starting now.
I'd hate to be Max Sennett.
Paul Merton challenged.
Deviation. He didn't start with well. We've established he always does, and he didn't.
Right. A point to Paul. Peter, you were interrupted. A point to you. You carry on. 40 seconds. Who I would hate to be, starting now.
Well, he's dead, for one thing.
Derek Nimmer challenged.
Repetition of well.
Well, I know, well, he challenged before, so I thought I'd just put it in.
Oh, I see. Well.
Double bluff.
Double yeah, it didn't work. I'm sorry, Peter. You did repeat the word and Derek picked you up. 38 seconds for Derek on who I would hate to be, starting now.
I would hate to be Emma Freud because I'd have as my father Sir Clement, that awful bearded ogre who makes so many people feel uncomfortable, frightens them, terrifies them. And one of the people... Well, she is such...
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of people.
Yes, there were too many people there. There are 26 seconds. Who I would hate to be, starting now.
I would hate to be a marriage guidance counsellor to the royal family. Because I would have to sell my stories to tabloid newspapers and embarrass nice people. They're not of other people I wouldn't much like to be.
Peter Jones' challenge.
A repetition of people.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You said people before, Clement, and there are 4 seconds for Peter Jones, who got in then on who I would hate to be, starting now.
Paul Merton, whose ambition it is to invent silent films.
Well, at the end of that round, it's a very close contest because equal in third place, Peter Jones and Paul Merton. They're only 1 point behind Clement Freud and he's only 1 point behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. And Derek, your turn to begin. The subject, Q. You can take it any way you like, as you know, and you have 60 seconds and you start now.
Of course, you can have a billiard cue, but it's not a game I really like very much. I won't talk about that, I don't think. In China, before Sun Yat-sen came to power, they used to wear pigtails, which they called cues. But when this new regime started, they were all forced to cut them off and say masses of these little long black bits of hair lying all around the pavement. It's a very curious thing altogether. But the English are very good at queuing. It is surprising that when you go to a chain store, they form themselves into an orderly line and go one after another to the counter to gasp for whatever.
Paul Merton challenge.
Repetition of two.
Yeah, to the counter two.
Right, never mind them.
Paul, 22 seconds, were you on cue, starting now?
I went to the doctor the other day and I said to him, I feel like a billiard ball, and he said, get on the end of the queue. Which is a fair enough comment because I had barged in front of other people. I used to play snooker with Alacrity, who was a friend of mine, Bert Alacrity. I've said Alacrity twice, I'll say it 4 times.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition.
Yes, too much Alacrity, I'm sorry. 5 seconds only on Q, starting now.
Q is the top left-hand letter of a standard keyboard, followed by W.
So, Clement Freud has taken the lead at the end of that round with the extra points he gained, and Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is ginger. Will you tell us something about ginger in this game, starting now?
There was a Victorian song which went ginger. Ginger. They all know Captain Ginger. Jolly old pot, oaty ot, 95 in the shade, what? And that word would be repeated, which I cannot do here. Ginger is a wonderful substance in cooking. I feel that ginger with sesame oil, onion, perhaps garlic, but above all lemon juice, gives and enhances food to an unqualified degree. There are many Chinese and Thai restaurants who serve not only ginger, but also chili pepper, which in Thai is called prick. It's very embarrassing should you be in Bangkok having to say, please, may I have some more of this condiment? But lemongrass is also an excellent thing to have. There are gingery restaurants all...
Peter Jones, a challenger.
With hesitation. He paused a long time.
It was shocked reaction, actually.
There was a repetition of restaurants.
I know there was, but he didn't challenge for that.
No, but I've just done.
But Peter got in first. I disagree with the challenge, actually, Peter. So Clement has to keep the subject, even though Paul's challenge was correct. Mind you, it doesn't mean to say you can't challenge later. 12 seconds left, starting now.
Candied, caramelised.
Paul Mert, you challenge.
Repetition of restaurants.
Yes, that's right.
That was one of the most bizarre rulings I've ever come across.
What? Did you challenge him for repetition of restaurant?
Yes, I did.
And he did repeat restaurant?
He did.
That's right.
But you wouldn't give it to me before.
But you... there are simple rules which we follow. You did have restaurants.
Nicholas, in an earlier programme, you accused me of living in a world of my own.
Yeah. I tried to live in the world of Just a Minute, which is particularly difficult, making these obtuse decisions on...
Obtuse?
And abstruse. I tactfully suggested you could challenge later. You did challenge later. You got in there with another repetition of Deborah and Clement Freud is right there. So, actually, I'm entitled now to say to you, yes, that is right, because Clement Freud did believe restaurants before, and so you can get a point for a correct challenge and take away from Clement Freud. You take away the 10
he's
seconds.
He's finally
and
finished.
Therefore, you now... 10 seconds on ginger, starting now.
Could I have that last ruling in writing?
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. Right, Clement, you have the subject back again. There are 9 seconds on ginger, starting now.
Candied, caramelised, preserved, crystallised. There's virtually no form of ginger which is not entirely delicious. And
Paul Merton challenge.
Here you go. What about radioactive ginger? That wouldn't be delicious. That's a form of ginger. And can I say they repeated restaurants as well, if that helps?
You've got a point for that already. Pimmett, I don't think that's a correct challenge. You have another point.
Oh, I could give up.
You know. 1 point and 1 second to go, ginger, starting now.
Hotels and cafeterias.
Clement Freud got a number of points in that round and has increased his lead. And Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject, pears. And there are 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
When you're making some of these decisions, I imagine the programme going out on the radio and I can see millions of hands all over the world reaching for the on-off switch and extinguishing this programme forever. Pears.
Before you said pears...
Yeah, a little diatribe. He hesitated before. He hadn't mentioned pears at all, really.
And pears is with you, Derek, and 44 seconds are left, starting now.
Noah, when he actually called the animals to the ark, had a very good idea when he asked them to come along in pairs, because that was quite necessary for breeding purposes after the floods had disappeared. And they all went up to...
Paul Merton challenge.
Surely Noah didn't ask the animals to come along in pairs. He sort of just picked pairs. He didn't sort of say to a couple of hedgehogs, right, just two of you, please.
And I can't imagine that all the pears waited until the water had evaporated before they started breeding.
That's what I was thinking. Nothing else to do on board. So
you've been on a cruise yourself, have you?
Oh, yes.
Was there two roast duck on this cruise?
Oh, yes. There are 28 seconds for you, Derek, to continue starting now.
Pear is a particularly nice form of fruit. It goes tapering to the top and rather bulbous beneath. What I can never understand is how they put them into a pear Wilhelm bottle. I suppose they must actually put the bottle over...
Clement Freud challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think that was hesitation. And 15 seconds. Clement, starting now.
Grated ginger is an awfully good thing to have with pears. Pears cooked in red wine is a speciality of many restaurants, and the best way to prepare them is to get some water and add sugar and lemon rind.
End of that round, Clement Foy was speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. He's increased his lead. Second place is Derek Nimmo. Paul, it's your turn to begin. The subject is loans. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Whenever I'm short of money, I go into the sea and borrow some off a loan shark. These peculiar creatures carry great big wads of cash around with them. They are, in fact, known as the loan money lenders of the sea. And when I am down in this particular briny piece of water, I see them swimming past with fivers sticking out of their spout holes, but they don't have those, of course, because I'm thinking of whales, but that's something else entirely, and everybody's going to carry on, let me talking now, and I'm just going to talk gibberish for the next minute and a half. Pears are my favourite fruit, because beyond a doubt, there is something about a pear that I absolutely love. And if I haven't got enough money to buy a pear, I will go down to the bank and I say, excuse me, can you give me a loan? Because I simply must have more of this particular fruit. And they say, of course, and here's £1,000. So I go down to the greengrocers, I say, look, I've got £1,000. He said, yeah, £1,000, actually, is my bank. He said, how many pears have you got? He said, well, for that amount of money. He said, you did say 1,000. I said, I did, yeah. He said, well, I could give you about 8,000 pears for that, because they are about £8 each. So, but that's not right, is it? Because, I mean, if they were 8 pears a pound, that would be 8,000 for 1,000. But he said, you are right. He says, well, I didn't do algebra at school, and I'm very pleased that you've come here now to my shop, because with this money, I can have a holiday.
Well, for the listeners, I must tell you, that was a bit of naughtiness on the part of the other three players. They decided to let Paul Merton go, and just to prove to us all he does live in a world of his own. And
repetition of thousands.
Yeah, everything. Absolutely everything. You went for 1 minute, 20 seconds. You get a point for speaking when the whistle went, eventually, and also a point for not being interrupted, so you have 2 points for that. Derek, it's now your turn to begin. The subject is robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's a good subject for this show, isn't it? Starting now.
Well, it actually really means sort of moving around, so you never have to actually settle a debt.
Clement Freud challenge.
Two actuallys.
Two actuallys, yes, indeed, yes. Clement, you have the subject, another point. 53 seconds, robbing Peter to pay Paul, starting now.
Unless Peter is reasonably well-heeled, there wouldn't be a lot in it for Paul, is what I can't help thinking. But Peter is sitting over there, and Paul... on this side. I think it ought to be up to them to discuss this subject.
Hesitation.
Yes, you're getting so boring. I'm awfully pleased you challenged. You have 39 seconds to try and tell us something about robbing Peter to pay Paul, starting now.
Peter Jones owed me £1,000 for a pear venture that we went into several years ago. And I kept asking him for this money and he wouldn't give it to me. So in the end, I went round to his house and I took goods for the appropriate amount. I took a video recorder and his television set, and I have them now at home and I'm very happy with them indeed. It was a 12-inch screen, I believe, and the video came compatible with Nikam Digital Stereo, which is one of these great new inventions. Why you want to hear people talking in Nikam Digital Stereo?
Derek Nimmo challenge.
My God.
Yes, a repetition. There are 8 seconds left for you, Derek, to tell us something about robbing Peter to pay Paul, starting
when
now.
When the Abbey Church of St. Peter was accorded the rank of a cathedral, the lands were taken away and given to St. Paul's, and that is why the expression...
Paul Merton challenged.
Repetition of saint.
Yes, there were two saints there, Derek. So yes, Paul Merton's got in very cleverly with only half a second to go, starting now.
Yes.
Clement Freud challenge. What is your challenge, Clement?
He hesitated.
You're being very generous because you're in the lead, because he gets another point for that. Of course he didn't hesitate. Quarter of a second to go, robbing Peter to pay Paul, starting now. Right. So, we're moving into the last round now, so let me give you the score before we do, because it's very close. Clement Freud is still in the lead, but only just ahead of Paul Merton, and then Derek Nimmo, and then Peter Jones. And, Clement, your turn to begin the subject, this audience. as I look at them, oh, what lovely, charming Welsh faces they all have. Will you tell us something about this audience, Clement, in this game, starting now?
This audience is just the nicest, warmest, prettiest, hottest, most fanning, supportive bunch of people I've come across this side of Prestatyn. I haven't encountered human being.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
I hesitate.
41 seconds are left for you, Derek, on this audience starting now.
Well, I can honestly say, having played the game for 25 years, that the audience here tonight has really been quite exceptional. Without any doubt at all, and I mean this most sincerely, they're the most filthy-minded audience we've ever played.
I'm proud of it, to boot. Paul, you challenged.
Repetition of most.
Paul, you have another point and 31 seconds to tell us something about this audience starting now.
Nicholas told me a few minutes ago that he is so pleased with this audience, he's invited them all up to his hotel room for a roast duck supper. And when the people in the front row heard this, they couldn't wait to book their seats, and they rushed out to find out from the receptionist which room Nicholas...
Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of room.
Yes, a repetition of my room, yes, indeed. We can't get them all in there. I wouldn't mind one or two of them coming up, I mean... Or one at a time, I mean...
One at a time? At your age? There must be about 400 people here. Can't you just be satisfied with the front row?
So, anyway, Clement, you have 12 seconds to tell us something more about this audience starting now.
Can I compare this audience to a summer's day? I think, on the whole...
A Paul Merton challenge.
Deviation, no, you can't.
They're a very warm audience, aren't they? In every sense of the word. I mean, they're fanning themselves.
Clement, I disagree with the challenge. You have another point and 8 seconds on this audience starting now.
This audience is about to leave this hall because it is time for them to wend their weary way towards Prestatyn.
Well, that was a very apt and delightful subject on which to finish this edition of Just a Minute. And let me give you the final score. Peter Jones finished just in fourth place behind Derek Nimmo. Then came Paul Merton. He didn't manage to overtake Clement Freud. So we adjudge him to be the winner of the show this week. Clement. Hope all our listeners have enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute as much as we've enjoyed playing it. We do thank our four players of the game for their contributions. I thank James Stevens for blowing the whistle magnificently and also keeping the score. We thank Ian Messiter, who created the game, and our producer, Sarah Smith. This is Nicholas Parsons saying to you all, goodbye.